Ajahn, what did the Buddha say about karma / in relationship to our parents and siblings? How do we end up in these families? Yeah, it's a good time to do a Thanksgiving retreat, isn't it? sometimes it's like Thanksgiving being the time when you get to sort of be with people you'd only see once a year, and then you realize that that's actually too much. One of the things that the Buddha definitely said is the gratitude to parents, because they're there, and one does have there's a kind of a form stock phrase in the suttas about like right view, like conventional right view or worldly right view, and it speaks to the nature of karma. One, that there is karma, there's the results of karma, and part of the phrasing is that there is mother and father, in the sense that we do have a special relationship with them, and it can be fraught in many ways, but it's also it is a primary relationship, and they did feed us and clothe us and get us to this point, and of being able to grow up to be an adult. So that there is a recognition of that gratitude. And then, in an ideal world, then there's these supportive, loving relationships. Of course, we don't live in an ideal world. And so that some relationships are more complicated than others. But I think it's always helpful, at least... they gave us life, and we've been able to grow up to this degree of being adults and able to seek the Dhamma, and that in itself is enough. And similarly, for some reason, karma draws us to, and that's the nature of karma. It draws us to certain situations, and we end up in situations of having parents and siblings, and sometimes, you wonder how they can be quite dissimilar, but there's a certain trust. There's a karma behind that. There's a draw, a pull, an impetus through our past associations, and it's really helpful to think in those terms, so that we're trying to find ways to, especially if it is a fraught relationship, then how to sort of be in that situation without complicating it even more and entangling ourselves to an even greater degree. So then that the cultivation of wholesome qualities of gratitude, appreciation, loving kindness, compassion, those are extremely helpful. And then, with very strong loving relationships, how can we maintain a sense of independence and clarity, so that we can also seek the Dhamma? Because if we're being bound by bonds of love and attachment are just the other side of the coin, being bound by bonds of enmity and aversion. So that being able to really look at the ways that one can bring really skillful, wholesome qualities into our relationships with parents and siblings. There's no stickiness there. There's no complications that we're creating.